Well aware of every drug's effects, she knew he would be too out of it for a while to come after her. But then he'd be like a lit fuse demanding sex. She had a narrow window and planned to use it to look for the lab before getting off this land. She opened every door along the hallway. Nothing but bedrooms. Every room on the floor was normal. She turned on a light and ran down the stairs to the basement. There was no meth lab down here, but there was a grow-up. A huge one. Must be thousands of plants down here. At least she could get this stuff off the streets. She'd have to deal with it later, though. Her priority was the meth. She rushed back upstairs. Outside, she ran from trailer to trailer and peeked inside every single one. They were normal living facilities. What, were these bikers too lame to cook meth? Looking out over fields as far as she could see, there were no other structures to investigate. So where had Rogers got his from? She wasn't going back to ask. A roar went up from the front door of the house. Rogers yelling, "Where are you?" Damn. Her heart rate accelerated. She couldn't get back to her car while he was in the front yard. She ran toward the nearest field and kept running while she heard him lumber around the house, hot on her heels. The second field had once been a huge crop of weed that had been harvested recently. The DEA must have missed this stuff. When she got home, she'd call the office and tell them to get down here to confiscate what was in the basement. She heard another roar, heading in her direction, if she made it home tonight. She ran until she came to the road. A motor heading her way caught her attention, and she almost jumped out to hitch a ride, then thought better of it. If coming out here to meet Cole had been risky, hitching a ride with a stranger would be downright brain dead. It wasn't smart to circle around and head back to her car. In spite of being stoned, Rogers wasn't a stupid man. Once he couldn't find her, he'd park himself there. She was a good runner, thank God, but she couldn't run all the way back to ordinary. Adrenaline had her breathing harder than she did on her morning run. She panted. Damn, she had been so sure she could handle the situation, so crazy to find that meth lab for her brother that she hadn't been smart enough. Independence was fine and dandy, but sometimes you just couldn't work alone. She heard Rogers thrashing through the fields. She was a fast runner and in a hell of a lot better shape than he was, but the guy was gaining on her in an almost superhuman way. Well, they don't call meth speed for nothing. Until he came down from his high, Rogers could probably conquer the world. For the first time, she felt like she was being pursued by something she might not be able to outrun. She whipped her cell phone out of her purse and almost dropped it in her haste. She punched in a number. "Come on, come on," she whispered. When Cash answered, she said, "I need you."